Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. Sorry for the late short start. I was taking a medical missionary course, and it was powerful. It's talking about what we know, but just to know that, you know, God's people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. May the Lord help us. Shall we pray? Kind and loving Father, you have done everything possible, O Lord, for us. You have even given us the mind to think, to make our own decision, O Father, so we cannot say, God led me to do this or this one. We have a choice to choose good or bad, right or wrong, Father. Help us, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that we may take heed to your Holy Spirit, that we may choose right. Oh, Father, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Help us, O Father, in your word you said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Help us, O Lord, because we know wisdom and knowledge only come forth from you, O Lord, to have the knowledge of you, Father, not of scientists, of men, of those that don't know you, Lord, don't have a relationship with you, Lord. Help us not to follow them blindly. Lord, we seek you this Sabbath. We seek more of your presence within our hearts, within our hope. Help us to love the unlovable. Help us to reason and pray with our family and our friends and our loved ones and those that we meet, those that we come in contact with, O Father. Help us to show them truth and Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel as it divides the truth, O Father. And we know your word is a two-edged sword, Father, cut in to the divided of thunder. Help us, Lord, that it will cut us to see where we stand, O Father, and that we will run to you, O Father, and ask for forgiveness and ask for the old path, Father, which is the sanctuary, which is your commandment, O Lord. Thank you for everyone that's on, those that are listening via the internet. May you bless them and strengthen them and help them, O Father. Be with the families. Be with those that will be joining us, O Lord. Be with each and every one and those that will be listening to the rebroadcast, Lord. May you bless them in a marked way, Lord. Help us to come together and share truth and principle and love. And we know that iron sharpened iron. Help us to share the scripture, Father, and pray and intercede for each other, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, kind and loving Father. We magnify your name. We thank you for waking us up this morning to see another day and worship you and cease from our sin, cease from our work. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Well, sun has not fully set yet as we see the days are longer now and the nights are shorter. So the Sabbath is upon us. Amen. I'd like to read Psalms chapter 145, starting at verse 18, it said, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him, a reverently fear. He also will hear their cry." Are you crying and pleading, my brothers and sisters? Continue. "And will save them." The Lord preserve. Love him. So we know if we love the Lord, we keep his commandment. Amen? So he will preserve all those that love him. But all the wicked will be destroyed. Oh, Father. But he wished that none shall perish, but all shall come to everlasting life. But he give us a choice. And the wicked, they're choosing that path. And he have done everything possible to bring them back, to show them the right path, the way. But men are bent in their way for destruction. May we continue to pray and be faithful, brothers and sisters. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. Please press 1 so that I can open your line so that you can share. Amen. So I'll go to the first caller again. Thank you for joining us. 518-650. Thank you for joining us. Your line is now open. (650) 6190, I believe, Sister Barnaby, is that you? Okay, she might be away from the phone. 6906 90. Amen, amen.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for opening my line. I am Sister Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany. Oh, holy Sabbath day of rest. By your master richly blessed. God created and divine. Set aside for holy time. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest. By your God divinely blessed, tis to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. Seek not pleasures of this earth, with its follies, noise, and mirth. There are better things in store, over on the other shore. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed. It to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath draweth on, Friday eve at set of sun, Christian also then should meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. Asking him for saving grace, also victory in the race, and to help us by his power to keep holy every hour. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. And I'm going to read Exodus 20, verse Ezekiel 20, verses 12 and 20. Ezekiel 20, verse 12 say, moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they may know that I am the Lord that sanctified them. And 20 say, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, I just want to thank you for your holy Sabbath day, O God. Thank you for your 6 days of toil and labor, and today is your holy Sabbath. I just want to praise you. I just want to magnify you. I just want to tell you thanks. But today, your Sabbath started this evening to tomorrow evening, and it's a rest day. So, Lord, help me to worship you in spirit and in truth, knowing that you gave me your Sabbath, and it's a sign between me and you to do your will and to live according to your will. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, O God. And if there's anything in me that is unlike you, remove it, rebuke it, and destroy it, O God, and make me into the person you want me to be. Lord, have your own sweet way in my life. Take full control of me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Father, I put this prayer line into your hand, O God. All of us who are on this prayer line with our families, I'm asking you to consecrate us anew, O God, with power from on high. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, dear Father, and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, whatever we do, let it be a blessing. Wherever we go, Lord God, send your holy angel to encamp round about us. Beat back the forces of darkness from around us, O God. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, we are a chosen generation. We are a peculiar people. We are your blessed people. You have made us and you have fashioned us and you have put us on this earth, O God. We are for a purpose. So, Lord Jesus, please help us, O God, to fulfill that purpose. Help us to live according to your will. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, to do the things that is pleasing in your eye. Lord, continue to bless this prayer line. Continue to guard and guide this prayer line, O God. And bless each and every one of us that come on this prayer line. And bless the silent listeners, O God. Help them to come and to pray and to tell you thanks, because you're a good, good God. You are so, so good, O God. Your name is more than words can explain, and your name is more than worthy to be praised. Thank you for your keeping care. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for everything you have done for us. God, and guide us, O God. Cover us under your blood. Have your way in our life. Take full control, I ask, and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for coming on and sharing your song, your prayer, your reading, and just your joyful voice, just to hear you sing and praise the Lord. So we imagine how heaven is going to be on the Sabbath, everyone worshiping and singing and everyone on the right note and know the song. And it's just going to be a joyous time. And we're going to love it. We won't get tired. Wow, Lord, help us. Help us to start to experience it here and love it. Father, thank you again, as the word says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share. And I will open your line. Press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath again, brothers and sisters. And I just want to welcome you this evening. As I say, I'm used to saying happy Sabbath, but it's almost here, maybe another 20, 30 minutes. But praise the Lord. We should be ready. We have no excuse as the days are longer now. We should get everything done in a timely manner. In fact, we should start preparing from Thursday for the Sabbath so that the Sabbath won't catch us, you know, rushing and, you know, forgetting something. May the Lord help us. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the next line. Again, happy Sabbath, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Good evening. Okay, happy Sabbath to each one on the line. This evening, we have to say the Sabbath is here because it started 7:01. Now it's 7:40, so the Sabbath has started here. This is Sister Cancinelli from Albany, New York. I am just happy when the Sabbath comes around. It brings me joy, extra joy, to know that He has protected me. He has taken care of me all through the week. I had one bad news, and that bad news was that I had a cousin who died in Antigua. But that's okay. None of us is here to stay forever. I give God praise and thanks for the years he had lived. That's my mother's nephew. And I just want to thank God for all the blessings of life that he has bestowed upon all of us. Even each of us on this line that have come here this evening, it is because of God's goodness that we are here. We have done nothing good to be here. But we just have to thank God for lengthening the riddle cause of our existence so that we can come to him from one Sabbath to another. And I remember that verse that says, and it shall come to pass that from one Sabbath to another and from one new moon to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. I would like to sing this song, Nearer, Still Nearer. And I hope that everyone would enjoy the words of this song. As the Sabbath comes, we should enjoy every minute of it by studying God's word and singing songs of praise to him.
Sinful, no contrite heart. Then by thy guiding hand, here I still live, Lord, to be there. Then let his holy regard me resign. All of its pleasures on thy son. Give us the Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Give us the Jesus, our Lord, crucified. Nearer, still nearer, thy life shall end. Give in glory, our anchor is high. Through endless ages, ever to me, nearer, my Savior, still near, Lord, to thee. Nearer, my Savior, still near, Lord, to thee.
Father, we come to you this Sabbath evening at the beginning of your holy day. We thank you, dear Father, for your love that is new to us each day, each morning. You have kept us safely and truly. You have been with us in our going out and in our coming in, Lord. You have protected us. You have blessed us with all good things. Though sometimes we do not get all the blessings that we are looking for, Lord, but we know that you are very good to us, and we want to thank you. We ask you, Lord, that you will bless each one that will come on this line and are on the line at this moment. We pray, dear God, that you will give us such faith, such love for each other, that we will continue to walk in your commandments, and we would encourage others to do likewise. Father, thank you for each member, and we pray, dear God, that you will help them, that they will be such an example on this line that others would want to follow this line, Lord, and to follow you, because you are leading this line, Lord. We thank you for Sister Powell. We thank you for I can't remember her name right now. Sister Carlo, right? Yes, Lord. And I pray that you will continue to bless her as she lead out this evening, Lord. Grant that we all will have a blessing, and all those who will come on this line this evening. We pray that you will strengthen us and help us to hold fast to Jesus. Because if we hold fast to Jesus, we know he will hold fast to us. So we pray, dear Father, that we will keep trusting you, don't matter what may come our way, that we will look to you as our example and not to look at others. We thank you for this Sabbath day again, Lord, and we pray that you will bless each one in a very special way, that we would be blessed after we leave this line, that we'll continue to keep the Sabbath day holy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for dying for us, Lord, and help us that we will keep faithful to you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line, and God bless each one, and have a happy, happy Sabbath, each one. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for joining us. Thank you for the song, the prayer, and just your presence on this line means so much to each and every one of us. As I said earlier, iron sharpened iron, and we're just blessed whenever we come on this prayer line to hear the cheerful songs, the joy in your heart through your voice, and can can't see the smile, but you can know there's a smile and a joy there as you and Sister Barnaby and each and every one of my brothers, they share their sisters as they share their testimony and just thank the Lord for his goodness. I just want to share a testimony quickly. I'm just thanking the Lord. As yesterday, after I got off the line a little while back, because either on Wednesday or Thursday night, I have study with my children there in California, and we are 3 hours ahead. So I was up a little late, but I was, you know, had energy. I was okay. I had some good rest the night before, so we're studying Adventist Home, and I was so happy and thrilled. My daughter invited one of her friends to come on, and my son was on, and we, four of us, was reading and studying and took turn, and I just thank the Lord for the young people and for them, you know, wanting to study and not resisting, and I pray for them every day, and we got to keep our young people in prayer. And my the young lady asked a question because she's not Adventist, and my son is able to answer it. And I say, Lord, I thank you for what he have learned. You're bringing it back to his remembrance, and it's just a joy in the parents and grandparents and family life when they see young people and others, you know, embrace the faith and know what they have taught and be able to answer question and be able to apply to their life and have a discussion and, you know, understanding the word of God and the spirit of prophecy. So I just thank the Lord. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, as I started a little late. We're going to go to the next caller. Amen. 518-489, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath on Advent Light, Pearl Line. I just want to thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I'm Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I'm so impressed with the Sabbath. I want to thank God for my sisters, Sister Consinelli. All of us are sisters, and Sister Barnaby that brings some light and joy on this land. So we just want to let them know how much we appreciate them coming on the line and also be a part of the line. So you know what? God is so good. And Sister Carla, let I tell you this. I saw God is working, you know. He is, his mercies is to endure forever and ever and ever. I heard you spoke a while ago about your son and your daughter in California, and also a friend was doing the study with you. Sister Carla, it was the other morning we was doing our daily devotion, we as sisters, and eventually the Lord prayed to me, you know what? We have to get the young people, them together. These young people have friends, brothers and sisters. Let us pray and ask the Lord to direct we how, and we can use Adventist Home. You know, Adventist Home have a lot of advice for these young people, both for children, you will find it, and also parents and everyone. And I was just, you know, telling my sister, we have to do it. I said, you have two children, you know. I have children here, you know, and they know their friend, and they can, you know, share with their friend that they can tell their mother that they are going to do some Bible study, even a small one. And I just want to give God thanks that, you know, you, your children have been doing that, and this could be a project that we all can do, because each of us have children and grandchildren that we can introduce this project. So unboxing. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Let us keep continue to pray that God will, you know, give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to present these to our grandchildren and our children and our friend children, because the Lord told us that these little ones are going to be the one to carry out the gospel message. They will be one with energy, have that energy and strength to do God's work. So I just want to give God thanks, you know, for answering prayer even before we will call upon him. He is near. And I want to thank God that, you know, we are a part as the elders that we can, you know, teach them, because the Lord said we must train them in season or out of season. We must teach them when they're going to bed, when they're awake, or every moment and opportunity that we got. We are supposed to teach these and train these little young brains. I just want to give God thanks. And I just want to thank God for the Sabbath, as we also were studying, and in it we have so much comforting word about the Sabbath, despite we know that the Sabbath is going to be a test, and the Sabbath shouldn't be burdensome for us. The Sabbath should be there that we all prepare for the Sabbath, not only when it comes on Friday. Our preparation is to keep it according to the commandment, and we must also observe the Sabbath even before it comes. Get ourselves ready and prepare. So I thank God for, you know, these little tips that we have been getting, and also this study. And I just read a few little quotes here that help us, brothers and sisters, because we know we are going to go through the test, or going. Oh, it's not going to be easy, because the prosecution will come, but we have a loving Father who promised that he will help us. And this Sabbath is just last day event, just few paragraphs about the Sabbath observance. It also states that our Heavenly Father desires to the observation of the Sabbath to preserve among men a knowledge of himself, right? So the Sabbath is also to for us to present that God's own self in whatsoever we do. So we should present God. You know, that man will preserve among men a knowledge of himself. He desires that the Sabbath should direct our mind to him as a true and living God, and that though knowing him, we may have life and peace. He said, all through the week, we are to have a Sabbath, have the Sabbath in our mind, and be making preparation to keep it according to the commandment. We are not merely to observe the Sabbath as a legal matter, we are to understand its spiritual bearing upon all the transactions of life. And when the Sabbath is thus remembered, the temporal will not be allowed to encroach upon the spiritual. No duty pertaining to the 6 day working days will be left for the Sabbath. Dear brothers and sisters, so we have to know that when it comes the 6 days, when we finish all things, we should not have any duty left for the Sabbath. And this is the last quote I will read. And this one is, the necessity of life must be attended to. You notice sometimes we have some emergency, and you know, whenever time, even though on the Sabbath, there can be emergency, there can be work that we have to do, not work to help. It said, the necessity of life must be attended to. The sick must be cared for.
The wants of the needy must be supplied. We will not be left guiltless who neglect to rely suffering on the Sabbath. God's holy rest day was made for man. An act of mercy are in perfect harmony with his intent. God does not desire his creature to suffer an hour's pain that may be relief upon the Sabbath or any other day. Desire of Ages 207-1897. I will stop. So God wants us, brothers and sisters, if there is a need, and when we see a sick, not because it's the Sabbath day, you know, we cannot take care and show love and sympathy to that needy. So we just have to ask the Lord for direction and ask him to help us, because we do know that it is coming soon and very soon. We are God's remnant people who is obedient to the commandment of God, you know, are going to be prosecuted for this blessed Sabbath day that God gave us. But all we have to know that God is there. He has the angels to protect us. So I'm asking you all to pray for my family, asking you to pray for me, and as a here, pray for each other. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing and coming on and being with us, and also playing a major role in the prayer line, also hosting, and just your presence too, and each and every one that's on. You know, it's just a blessing to have met most of you and to continue to fellowship in this godly fellowship way, as we are family, and this is truly what it means to be family. Amen. So I just thank the Lord again. I spend more time with you than, you know, you guys than my regular family, you know, which is aunts, uncle, cousins, sisters, and brothers, because I might, you know, speak to them, you know, once in a while, but I know every Sabbath, you know, Thursday sometime and Sunday sometimes I'm hearing you guys and speaking to you. So it's truly a blessing. And it's such joyful time. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. We have two more callers, I believe, Brother Eli. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I'd like to thank God because God is good. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. God is amazing, God. He's an awesome God. He is a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, Sister Carla. He is Jehovah God. He's a mighty God. He's the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request before I sing a song. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for our brother too. Pray for Brother Jahari, and he could be on this prayer line, Sister Carla. Lift up Brother Jahari, Sister Carla, and he could preach the gospel message on this prayer line. Pray for him, Sister Carla, and he could bring the gospel message on the prayer line, Sister Carla, because Brother Jahari needs a lot of prayer. Pray for him, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for his friend, Emmanuel. Pray for his friend, Jahari's friend, too. Lift up Jahari's friend in prayer, Emmanuel. Lift up Emmanuel in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Yesenia. is the Senya, who else again, Geraldine. Don't forget to pray for Geraldine, Sister Kala. You know how you spell Sister Geraldine. Start with a G. Pray for Sister Geraldine, Sister Castiana. Pray for Brother Eastman, little Brother Eastman prayer. And don't forget to pray, brothers and sisters, and Sister Kala, let's pray for the Advent Light Ministries to have like a camp meeting in Boston, Sister Kala. We should have a camp meeting in Boston when the COVID-19 is over, Sister Kala, because Sister Kala, let's pray on that, Sister Kala. Let's pray on that, brothers and sisters. Let's pray for
Amen.
The 40 days
yes.
to Australia.
Yes,
Sister Kala, I want to sing a song at the moment, Sister Kala. Into the power of God's able to do, that's what he said he would do. It's all for every promise to you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. Blessed sisters, let's sing, Sister Kala, let's sing,
Amen.
Sister Power. God's able to do, that's what he said he will do. Sister Kala, sing, it's wonderful day, every promise to you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh, he's able.
Hi, happy Sabbath, beloved.
Amen, amen. Sorry, sorry,
request.
Sister Stephanie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, just a minute. Just want to tell Brother Eli, thank you for sharing, Brother Eli. Thank you for coming on. I wrote down the name, so we will keep you those friends in prayer. And I guess, again, thank you for coming on and sharing and singing your song of meditation. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Stephanie. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to you. And I just want to ask you all to continue to pray for me. I went into my building this Wednesday for the first time since last summer. And, it was very surreal. The kids weren't there. So I made an asynchronous task for them to be able to work on. And so I went into the building and went into my classroom. And when I got there, my eyes started to sting, right? So my eye, just this little stinging pain in my eyes. And I was like, what is this? So I remember texting, because, you know, we can't really socialize with anybody. So I text one of my colleagues that I work with and text another good friend. And I said, you know, my eyes are really stinging and my nose is really, really burning. And I'm like, what is going on? So, I ended up asking, the principal came around and I said, you know, are we allowed to go through the door? Because I have a door close to where my classroom is. And so what I had to do, like, ever so often, like every 5-10 minutes, I had to get up and, you know, go outside. I did open the window in my building as well. And so I was like, okay, you know, pushed through it, prayed and everything, and came home. And so I came home, the pain was still, you know, still there, you know, tried to drink some water, did some stuff. And then I went to bed. And I got up that Thursday, and my eyes could not open, my right eye. My left eye was red, and the right one could not open. I couldn't open it at all. And I was like, wait a minute, and stuff was coming out of it, and I was like, you know, like mucus. I was like, what is going on here? I was fine before now, and so I knew I couldn't go back in the building, right? I knew that wasn't going to happen yesterday. And so I prayed, you know, researched, did some things to it. But there was still that grainy, burning pain. I had difficulties opening the right eye. The left one, I was able to open it. It was bloodshot. It was very red, you know. But the right one was giving me much more difficulties, pain and all that type of stuff, and the mucus and stuff. So I ended up calling my doctor, you know. I had a doctor's appointment today anyway. So I said, okay, you know, I'm just calling you to touch base. This is what's going on. Let me know, you know, if I'm able to come in sooner to you and stuff. Because, you know, the eye is very fragile. I did the flush and everything. But I knew something else was going on with the eye. And so I ended up going in. I didn't go to work today. Can't go back in the building right now. And I went into her, and she looked at me, and she was like, you have a terrible allergic reaction. Because when I researched it, that's what it says. It says, you know, it could be pink eye. It could be, you know, an allergic reaction for something within the building and stuff. So I went today. And I'm able to open it. I did pray. I'm able to open it. I'm able to, the mucus is not there as it was on Thursday. Still red. You know, she assessed it. She wants me now to go see a specialist with that. You know how they always going to prescribe something for you and stuff. But I just ask you all to pray for me that, you know, I know that I'm highly allergic. That's just how it is right now in this sinful world. And so I pray that I will be able to get the accommodation to work from home, to telework for the rest of the year. And so the rest of this school year. So that is my prayer. And I know that God, whatever His will is going to be done. And pray for my eye that, you know, I will get that healing, and whatever is as you know is in me will be able to be removed. And so, just continue to pray for me. And that's why, I mean, I thought about it today. I was like, oh my goodness, I was sleeping all throughout, so I wasn't able to make it on the line and didn't even realize because that the pain and the mucus was just so bad for me. So I apologize for that, and I just ask you all to continue to pray for me, all right? God, and my sister Paul from New York doesn't even know this because I didn't even get a chance to share this information with her, but I know that she's been praying as you all have been praying for me. So thank you so much for allowing me to be able to share. And I know that God is able. He's going to do all things but fail.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming on and sharing that. Yes, praise the Lord that everything will be worked out accordingly. And, yeah, you just have to be careful. As you said, you felt the stinging and the burning, and I'm wondering if you touch something and rub your eyes or is this, you know, is something in the building, something that's being sprayed. We know the enemy is like a roaring lion, you know, trying to get us caught up and, you know, affect us in any way possible. But we know we have a true and living God who knows and sees all things, and He said He will protect us if we call upon Him. Amen. So again, thank you for sharing, and thank you for coming on. We will keep you in prayer in your eyes and the children and your coworkers as a whole. I'll go to the next line. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sister and brother. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for letting us finish the week. I just want to thank Him for giving us a blessed day. It was cold, very cold here. I don't know about over there, but I just really had a bad day because it was cold, and I can't stand cold. But I would like to read prayer. God, my Almighty, my Redeemer and Father, I praise your name and the comfort you may bring throughout my life. Even at my end, I know you will not leave me. Even at my end, surrounded by my loved ones and your blessings, I may be laid to rest knowing that I am surrounded by your welcome, embrace, and love. O Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for his kind words that he would be with us and see us through to rest. And I wish I could explain it better and comfort us. So I just thank and God bless each and every one, and happy Sabbath. So I just want to thank all my sisters and brothers for doing a wonderful job as they open and close this prayer line. This is a gift God gave them, and they are working a marvelous life. And I just thank them, because without them, I wouldn't have never come this far. So I thank God for them. I keep y'all in prayer, and I know y'all keep me in prayer. So we thank y'all. I'm going to give it to Brother John. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so like this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone, and I just want to say praise God. And I just want to say thank God for all blessing us as he sent Jesus to bless the whole world. And I just want to thank God, and I just want to say some things that's on my mind to share with y'all. I just want to say make sure that you watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character. It becomes your life. I just wanted to share those words with y'all. And God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on. Thank you for sharing those basic, simple words, but yet powerful. We got to be careful, very careful, you know, because everything is being recorded by the recording angels. And if we have done, said, seen, whatever we have done wrong, we have to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us and help us. Amen. I have two more lines that I will open, and I'll open Sister Leola's line last to ask her for a prayer for Sister Stephanie, Brother Eli, and the group as a whole. So I'll open 631-552, Brother O'Neill. I believe your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Let them go ahead. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Truly a blessing to be on the line. Thank God for guiding us through another week. And as we celebrate the memorial of creation, the goodness of God, the greatest day of the week, I pray that we'll enjoy to the fullness. Thank you, Brother John, for those words that you have just shared. Very profound words, because truly you have to watch in every way what we do, because they can be habit, and they can about character as well. So thank you.
Amen, amen. So I'll open your line shortly after Sister Leola's prayer and her testimony or prayer request or reading. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. And this is 225-337. Sister Leola, your line is open, and give us a closing, our opening prayer for the message after you're finished. Thank you.
Amen, amen. I'm just going to share. I had something else, but brothers and sisters, I will just share this. I had a scripture, but I'm going to read the prophecy, and I want to just share this. And it is the character of true reformers. I'm just going to read this. It says, here are given the characteristic of those who shall be reformed, who will bear the banner of the third angel's message. Those who avoid themselves God's commandments, keeping people, and who honor God, and are earnestly engaged in the sight of all the universe and building up the old ways places. And the earnest engage in the sight of all the universe and building up the old ways places. Who is it that called them? The repairer of the breach, the restorer of the path to dwell in. It is God. The name are registered in heaven as reformers, restorers, and as raising the foundation of many generations. And reading that from Isaiah 58, speaking about the repairing of the breach. I had more to read, but I changed it. So I just want to thank God for the Sabbath day. I want to thank God for hearing my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, the testimonies, and even testimonies of brothers and sisters that God, I know God hears, and he will answer. So as we lift these prayers up, brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask that everyone be in prayer with us and that God hear our prayers. You see, tonight, brothers and sisters, God is a little closer with us, and he's here with us. So I know he's there to answer all prayers. So let us come to God faithful and in prayer. So let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, for thou kingdom to come. Heavenly Father, with your children come to you, Lord, on your Sabbath day, your holy Sabbath day. Heavenly Father, we call upon the most holy and the heaven, your Holy Spirit, to fall afresh on us tonight, Lord, to draw closer to us, Lord, to hear our prayers, and Lord, to listen to our heart. Oh, Father, who can know the heart but you? So, Father, we come to you lifting up prayers, Lord. I heard a prayer, Lord, Father, Sister Stephanie. And, Lord, I know that's a special prayer because anytime it's dealing with her sight or something going wrong in her body, Lord, Father, Lord, we call upon you tonight, Lord, to touch her body right now, Lord, because we know that's nothing but the enemy. The enemy knows she's on the prayer line, teaching your word, sharing your word, bringing sisters and brothers to you, Lord, converting them to you, Lord, Father, and asking the sisters and brothers to surrender themselves. And, Lord, Father, the power of God is teaching them about health and all these things, God, you sent out to your children, your people to teach and to preach to this dying world. So, Lord, we know what's going on the prayer line. And, Lord, we know what the devil have told, have come in to tell you about your servant Job. Your servant Job was a servant that loved you, and he kept your word, Lord, and he was faithful to you. And he called Job to be all sick and sorrow in life, Lord, to all his family. So, Lord, we know the devil comes to rob, steal, and kill. So, Father, right now, Lord God, we pray for your blessing to be over your child, Lord, Father. And may everything going to be all right tomorrow, Lord. Because, Lord, she hosts the prayer line, and she give a wonderful and a blessing study, Lord, Father. And this study may go on because Satan trying to stop it. But, Father, we know he can't stop nothing because, God, you have placed everything in place. Our Savior Jesus Christ, which is Yahshua, he have called and he have said to his children that this enemy, Satan, Lucifer, had come down with great wrath. And he come in to deceive. He come in to destroy. He come in to kill. Brothers and sisters, we got to take counsel from our Lord Jesus Christ because he has told us what this devil will do. So, brothers and sisters, we must pray. We must do what our Savior said when he come down from that mountain and he come and he said that he was about a hunger. So Satan came at him. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down or turn these things into bread, these stones. All these things he brought to Jesus. So sisters and brothers, so if he did that to our Savior, a mighty God that had come from God, what do you think he's going to do to us? So Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we call upon you tonight, Lord, to pour out your blessing. Pour out your spirit upon your children tonight, Lord. Touch them with your healing hands. Touch them, Father, with your word. Lord, help us tonight, Lord, to accept what is about to be preached to us, what is about to be taught, teach to us, Lord. Oh, Father God, we know that nobody but you, Father, have the all power to touch us and to help us to understand the word of God and what God wants to allow us to hear and tea time. And when that test comes, sisters and brothers, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready because Christ said when this test comes and when he stand up, sisters and brothers, if we're not ready, sisters and brothers, our soul will not go with Christ. Our soul cannot be there with him. So sisters and brothers, this is the real time. That we should be seeking God with all our heart. Oh, Father, help me, Jesus. As I pray this prayer, Father, as Paul say, Lord Jesus, don't let me preach the gospel and be a castaway. But, Lord, Father, I'm asking you to help me to surrender. Help me, Lord Jesus, to seek you and to pray and serve you, Lord, with all my heart. And, Lord, and even my prayers would be answered. Lord, Father, I'm asking you, dear Lord, forgive me of my sins, Lord, as I lift these prayers up to you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we cry out to you tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, for my sister, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you to touch her eye right now, Father, and that she will be healed. And Lord, Father, as the faith, as the woman with the issue of blood, Lord, oh, she crawled on that ground, Lord. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'ma be healed. So, Father, we have faith on this prayer line tonight, Lord, and every night. So, Father, tonight, Lord, we ask that you would touch us tonight, Lord, that we would be more and more rely upon you and, Lord, and surrender self. Oh, Father, help someone tonight. Help all of us, Lord, but most important, Lord, Father, don't let not one leave off this prayer line without a change, without a heart. We need you tonight, Lord. So, Lord, as I lift up Sister Stephanie to you, Lord God, I'm asking you to heal her. I'm asking you to give her strength and let her know, Lord, she believes she has faith, Lord, but let her know, Lord, it's already done. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. And Heavenly Father, as we pray, Lord Father, we lifting up Brother Eli, Lord. He called us, Lord, and he called me. He asked me to lift up Brother Jahari. So, Lord Father, we lift Brother Jahari up to you. We lift his mother. We lift all the families and the friends he asked for, Lord Jesus. We asking you to hear his prayers. And, dear Lord, there's so many other prayer requests on this prayer line. Lord, you have heard every request. Lord, we ask in you, dear Father. Lord, touch the heart and help each one prayer request to be answered according to your will. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, I'm lifting up the man that's going to bring the message tonight, Lord. We ask him that you fill him with your Holy Spirit and help him, Lord, lead and guide him. Teach him, give him words to be able to speak to people on this prayer line, Lord, that we all may be blessed. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word. Fill him with the Spirit. Fill all of us, Lord, and grant us, Lord, thine will, that your will may be done in our lives. We thank you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that prayer. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters. I pray that you have your Bible, your notepad, and a writing instrument so that you can take notes. Amen. So I will open the line for our speaker now. Trying to close your line, Sister Leola. This, my computer froze. Okay, I'll have to do it on my phone just a minute. Your line is open, Brother O'Neill. Amen.
Yeah. Let us pray.
Thank you.
Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, we pause to acknowledge your majesty. We pause to acknowledge your goodness. We pause to acknowledge your mercy. We pause to acknowledge your grace. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you love us with an everlasting love. We thank you that you look at us not the way as the hen in the wool. Look at us in his accusation. You look at us as your prize creation. Father, within us there's nothing that worthy of your honor. But Lord, you have made us and know that we are dust, but dust. But Lord, you are trying to mold us and fashion us according to your ways and mode of operation. You want us to be like thee. And Father, help us, O Lord, to cooperate with you so that you can do for us more than we can do for ourselves. Help us, Lord, to ever remember, to be reminded that we are dependent being. We're not independent. It's by you we live and move and have our being. We weren't created by ourselves. We were created by you. We thank you, Lord, all that you have done for us, what you're doing, what you will do. Father, we heard your requests of prayers, O God. All of your prayer requests that have been mentioned on this line. O Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will bring healing, restoration in mind, body, and spirit. Whatever situation, O God, I pray, Lord, that you will intervene. Father, I pray for a special anointing of your Holy Spirit tonight, O God. Empty me from all self, that your Spirit will be the directing force. Give your people a receptive heart. Help your words to go forth with clarity. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Going to look at our interested scripture in Luke, the 18th chapter. And the title of the message tonight is Two Men Went to Pray. Two men went to pray. In Luke, the 18th chapter, reading from verse 9. And he speak this parable unto a certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 9 is a theme of it, of what we ask to say tonight. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. And he named what the other men are: extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. So he did pray, but he did name calling. not praying for the publican, but praying what the publican is. So it says, and he's telling his works that he's doing now in verse 12. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13. And the publican now, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So two men there went up to pray. One recognized his need, and one think that he has it all. I tell you, verse 14, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So we see in Luke 8, verse 9, the Bible said clearly that Jesus speak a parable unto a certain who trusted in himself. The word of the Lord in Proverbs says, only a fool trusteth in his own heart. In Jeremiah the 17th chapter and the 9th verse, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The Pharisees prayed, he expressed the sin of the person. But in his prayer, he should recognize that Jesus came for sinners. He should have recognized in his prayer that when you mention the sin of the person, you're telling them that they need Jesus. And the publican recognized his need. He expressed in verse 12 his good deeds, self-exaltation. In verse 13, the publican, humility of heart, humbleness. In verse 14, the publican was deemed more just in the sight of God. So, the Pharisees is a part of a religious group. And then publican is just a normal person who fear God in a way that sometime he would go to pray. He really wants to make a change with his life, but he's struggling. But the Pharisees seem that everything is well with him. In Isaiah, the 64th chapter and the 6th verse, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, that everyone should know this text clearly. It says, but we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquity like the wind have taken us away. There's nothing that we can do to declare ourselves pure before God. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ, only the merits of Christ. We can be thankful for. It's nothing about us. Ephesians chapter 2. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, what it says, reading from verse 8-10, says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God." It is the gift of God. Verse 9 says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." So who was boasting? The Pharisees was boasting. That is works, guarantee in eternal life. He was boasting that he is giving so much to God, but that can work his way into the heaven of, in the kingdom of heaven. But that cannot do it. So, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So through Christ, God recognizes us, not through us. Through Christ. I'm going to read a quote from the book, Faith and Works, page 20.1. Faith and Works. Been reading that book for a while now. It's Faith and Works. It's FW 20.1. It says, "The light given me of God places this important subject above all questions in my mind. Justification is wholly of grace." So justification is wholly of grace, and not procured by any works that fallen man can do. It says, "The matter has been presented before me in clear lines, that if the rich man," listen this carefully, "if the rich man has money and possession, and he makes an offering of the same to the Lord, false ideas come in to spoil the offering, but it thought he has merit the favor of God." You cannot buy God. No. So, whatever we give in to God will not make him accept our offering. We cannot merit. It says that the Lord is under obligation to him to regard him with special favor because of his gift. You see, the widow's mite, all these men were giving all they had, and the woman gave all that she had, just a mite. And God recognized that because she gave it with humility of heart. So we can merit the favor of God by our good works, because only the grace of God, which is in Christ Jesus, can allow us to do good. It says in James, in Titus chapter 2, no, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. What it says? It says, "Who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began." not according to our works. We cannot. All these sacrifices was pointing to the ultimate sacrifice in the sacrificial system, which is Christ Jesus. It says in Titus 2, verse 14, book of Titus 2, verse 14, it says, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So Christ gave himself for us, so that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. So only Christ can make us pure. Nothing that we can do of ourselves to make ourselves pure. He has to look to Jesus Christ. That's why John, when he was preaching, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He says in Titus 3, verse 5, he says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So it clearly states, these scriptures clearly state that no works that we can do of ourselves can merit us of eternal life, our entrance into the kingdom of heaven. James chapter 2 now. James chapter 2. James 2 verse 22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? James is asking that question. He says, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? So we see that works, that with works and by works was faith made perfect. We see it in the sacrifice of, we see in the work of Abraham it was talking about. It's not the works that make him a true servant of God, but Christ in him allow him to do the work. 5 B.C., that's 5 Bible Commentary, 11:22.1, what it says. What it says. One second. What it says. But are good works of no real value? That's the question. Is the sinner who commits sin every day with impunity regarded of God with the same favor as the one who through faith in Christ tries to work in his integrity? Question. The scripture answers, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So Christ in us would allow us to do good works. So a Christian is expected to do good works, not of ourselves. It is expected of us. It's something that should be a norm for the Christian. He says, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. So you're walking daily, doing the things that we ought to do. So it says, in his divine arrangement, through his unmerited favor, the Lord has ordained that the good work shall be rewarded. Do not be weary about your well-being, because in due season you shall reap. are the fruits of faith and they and the acts of mercy and the acts of mercy, the deeds of charity which we perform are the fruits of faith and they become a blessing to us, for men are to be rewarded according to the works. He says, it is the fragrance of the merit of Christ that makes our good work acceptable to God. So Christ has to be in it. So it is the fragrance of Christ. It is the essence of it all. So it says, when we have done all that is possible for us to do, we are to count ourselves as unprofitable servants. We deserve no thanks from God. We have only done what it was our duty to do, and our works could not have been performed in the strength of our own sinful nature. Oh no, not in our own sinful nature. It could not. He said, paragraph 2, it could not be done in our sinful nature. So it says, paragraph 3, what it says in paragraph 3 of 5BC. The Lord has bidden us to draw nigh to him, and in him we draw nigh to us. And draw nigh to him, we receive the grace by which to do those works which will be rewarded at his hand. So we will be rewarded when we draw nigh to God, that vital connection that we need with God daily. So these two men went to pray. One recognized how much he's in need of Christ, and one think that he's okay, he's fine. He's just doing his duty every day and praying the same prayer. Now let's go to our next reading. Paragraph 4. It says, 5BC says, rock in Carnal, the cradle of Carnal security. As the sun arose from the last time upon the cities of the plain. Give me 1 second. That's not the one I wanted to read. Give me 1 second. For faith and works, pardon me, faith and works, 91. Yes, 91.1, faith and works. Yes, he says, those who trust boldly in the righteousness of Christ, looking to him in living faith, know the Spirit of Christ and are known of Christ. Simple faith enables the believer to reckon himself dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are saved by grace through our faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Should we try to unfold these precious promises to the worldly wise, they would but ridicule us. For the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So we see what we read just now. We are saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. To the normal mind, this seems not right. But to the Christian, we know, the spiritual mind, that is not what we do, but what Christ has done for us, that merit us to the Father. Paragraph 3 of 91, Faith and Works. Paragraph 3, 91.3, it says, there are many who find satisfaction in identifying themselves with false doctrine, that there may be no disturbance or indifference between themselves and the world. But the children of God must bear testimony to the truth, not only by pen and voice, but by spirit and character. Our Savior declares that the world cannot receive the spirit of truth They can discern the truth, but they discern not Christ, the author of truth. A lukewarm disciple, cold-hearted professors who are not imbued with the Spirit of Christ are not able to discern the preciousness of his righteousness, but they go about to establish their own righteousness. Remember Isaiah 64, verse 6. All our righteousness is like filthy rags. So it says, right here, it says, who are not endued with the Spirit of Christ are not able to discern the preciousness of his righteousness, but they go about to establish their own righteousness. And we see in Isaiah chapter 30, covering it or covering, that they may add sin to sin. So sin cannot cast out sin or get rid of sin. Only the merit of Christ. You have to look to Jesus Christ. If I be lifted up, the word of the Lord declare, then I will draw all men unto me. So Jesus Christ has to be lifted up in every way. In faith and works, it states, in page 92.2, it says, God calls upon those whom he has entrusted his goods to acquit themselves as faithful stewards. The Lord would have all things of temporal interest occupy a secondary place in the heart and thought. But Satan would have the matters of the earth take the first place in our lives. The Lord would have us approve the things that are excellent. He shows us the conflict in which we must engage, reveals the character and plan of redemption. He lays open before you the perils you will meet, the self-denial that will be required. And he bids you count the cost, assuring you that if you zealously engage in the conflict, divine power will combine with human effort. So one of the greatest problems with the people of God and with man is self-denial. And we know that the one who did not deny himself is Lucifer. He was the one that clinging to self, pride, covetousness, and all these things, self-exploitation, self-exaltation, all of that was in him. And we don't need to have none of his character in our hearts. Satan works 93.3 reads, we must center our hopes of heaven upon Christ alone. Who? We must center our hopes of heaven upon Christ alone, because he is our substitute and surety. So Christ takes the place for us. What we deserve, we take it. Because he is our substitute and surety, we have transgressed the law of God. And by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. The best efforts that man in his own strength can make are valueless to meet the holy and just law that he has transgressed. But through faith in Christ, he may claim the righteousness of the Son of God as all sufficient. Christ satisfied the demand of the law in his human nature. He bore the curse of the law for the sinner, made an atonement for him, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is John 3:16. Genuine faith appropriates the righteousness of Christ, and the sinner is made an overcomer with Christ, for he is made a partaker of the divine nature. Thus, divinity and humanity are combined. So through Christ, his atonement, we are in oneness with God, because we all deserve death, but the one, Christ Jesus, stood up I said, let it fall on me. In Isaiah, the 59th chapter, verse 1 and 2, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. But we of ourselves cannot come to God. We only have one mediator between God and man, which is Christ Jesus. He's the one that officiating before the Father for us. That's why it tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 that we should come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. And if ever a time like this where we need to come boldly to Christ, we need to come and tell Christ who we are and what we are in need of, and ask him to cleanse us from all guiltiness of the flesh. In Matthew 1:21, which is up. It says, in Matthew 1:21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. The publican recognized that. Only way he can overcome himself, only way he can have pardon, is through Christ. And he come, he didn't even gaze himself into heaven. He recognized how much we need Christ. But with humility of heart, he humbled himself and said, be merciful unto me, a sinner. That was his prayer. He says in James chapter 4, verse 6, there are a few more to go. James 4 chapter and the 6th verse reads, but he giveth more grace. He giveth what? More grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So the Pharisee is proud. He's a proud person. I'm a Pharisee. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes. I do this. I do that. He was marking himself. So he said, you give grace to what? He give grace. He give it more. That means he give it more to the humble, right? He give it more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but give it grace unto the humble. So the humble get more. So it says, verse 10 of that same chapter, James 4, verse 10, it says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. All we have to do is just humble ourselves into the sight of God, and he shall lift us up. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Second Chronicles chapter 7 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. All we have to do is come to God with humility. All we have to do is come to God and tell him how much we need of him. Because we of ourselves cannot we cannot show God that we are pure, only through Jesus Christ. He says, Micah, the 7th chapter, Micah chapter 7. Right after Jonah, you see Micah. Micah, the 7th chapter, says, Who is God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retained not his anger forever, because he delight in mercy. The publican recognized that God delight in mercy. Many people view God in the same light as the enemy view God, waiting for people to do something wrong to punish them. That is the doctrine of the devil that was well used in the dark ages when the enemy was using the Catholic Church to gain a lot of wealth through purgatory and all these stuff, that we can appease God by our giving. Because God is such a angry God at us. And only way that we can, because these are from paganism, Babylonian philosophy. So it says, He will turn away, He will turn again, He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. So God promises are sure. And you know what He promises that He left with us in Acts, the third chapter, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. He said, Acts chapter 2, verse 25 and 26 states, We are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. For you first God hath raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. So, this promise is for everyone. Whosoever, the words says in John 3, whosoever that believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So we see the contrast of two men that went to pray. One sees need and desire change, and one sees nothing wrong with him. And there are much more to this message. When you look in Revelation chapter 2, it speaks about the church of Laodicea. It tells that this church is need of nothing. You think everything is all right. And Laodicea means a people that is judged. So we know that we are in need of Christ more and more. In Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 is what the public can recognize. There is therefore no condemnation, verse 1, to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, not their works, but after the Spirit. So the flesh is what we think that we can do to appease God. There's nothing of ourselves that we can, God will accept us for, only the merit of Christ Jesus. Only the merit of Christ Jesus. In John 8, my last verse, and then I close it, and then I'm done. John 8, book of John. John 8, verse 30 and 32 to 33 says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if ye continue my words, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So only, the Bible says, the publican went away more justified. For he that exalted himself shall be abased. So when we come to God, nothing good on our part is the merit of Christ. The Christ, the work that Christ has done here on earth. Jesus says, I have finished the work that thou hast sent me to do. And he asked God to glorify us with his glory in John the 17th chapter. See what he says in this book, Council on Health, CH, Councils on Health, 222, paragraph 2, in closing. The Godhead was stirred with pity for the way, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit gave themselves to the working out of the plan of redemption. In order to fully carry out this plan, it was decided that Christ, the only begotten Son of God, should give himself an offering for sin. What line can measure the depth of this love? God would make it impossible for man to say he could have done more. With Christ, he gave all the resources of heaven, that nothing might be wanting in the plan for man's uplifting. Here is love. The contemplation of this should fill the soul with inexpressible gratitude. Oh, what love, what matchless love. The contemplation of this love will cleanse the soul from all selfishness. It will lead the disciple to deny self, take up the cross, and follow me. He said, the contemplation of this love will cleanse the soul from all selfishness. When you read in chapter 1 of the book, Desire of Ages, it says, sin originated in self-seeking Lucifer. And we don't want to have none of his attributes. We do not want to have none of his character within us. And as Christ is into the most holy place of heaven, the sanctuary, cleansing, let us allow God to cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh. Ask God to help us not to look at others as inferior. We only have saved by the grace of God. We must pray for our neighbors. We must pray for men and women out there. Many of them, they do not have the light that we have. What we should do. Say like the Pharisees, thank God that I'm not like other men. And boast that we pay our tithes, we offer and we do good works, we do Bible studies, we go and give our tracts, we go and give food to the poor. When we are Christian, it's expected of us to do good works. It's expected of us to work the work of Christ. Because while Christ was here on this earth, we never have an easy day. He came to relieve the oppressed, the heavy laden, the broken. When you're in the streets of New York City walking, you see a lot of broken people out there, and they're in need of Christ. Every moment, child on the train, going to the stores, we meet upon people like that who are in need of Jesus Christ. What should we say? Set ourselves aloof from them, or we try to reach them for Christ? Let it be our desire not to look down on our men and uplift ourselves, but look on men and point them to the source of Jesus, the source that can lift them up from their burden. Come unto me, Christ says in Matthew the 11th chapter, all ye that burden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Men are in need of rest. And the only place we can find peace is in Jesus. So as we pray today, we ask God to help us, to humble ourselves, so that he can do for us more than we can do for ourselves. Because we're in need so much of the Holy Spirit. You see what happened with the disciples in Samaria when Christ was not given a place to stay. John and James said, can we call down fire from heaven and destroy these people? And Christ said to them, you know not what manner of spirit we are. Christ came to show the love of God in humanity. Christ came to show man that there's a better way. And that is supposed to be the work of his disciples. I pray that we will allow nothing to stop us from doing that which God has called us to do. Because now is the time. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Why is the laborers are few? Because many are unwilling to surrender self to God so that his spirit can lift us up and give us a heart like him. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, we're living in an interesting time in Earth history. We see the whole world is heading in confusion. We see momentous things are happening in the last years of Earth history. But Lord, you promised us in your words in Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 14th verse, that this gospel, which is the everlasting gospel, shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and then shall the end come. You see the happenings of evil all over. You see in Atlanta, 8 persons were shot viciously. They didn't know that this would happen to them, but it happened. Because we see as iniquity abounds, the love of men walks cold, both in the world and in the church. Lord, help us, O Lord, to humble ourselves. Help us, O Lord, to overcome one of our worst enemies, which is self. You see what self-seeking did to Lucifer. He was holy, was living in a holy and pure environment, but yet still self risen up in his heart and leading to sin against the law of God, which is life. Lord, help us, O God, not to deem ourselves better than any man, but to walk the way that you walk. Why weren't you accepted by the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin council? Because you didn't came in the manner that they think, with royalty. You said in your words, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. And your disciple said to your disciple, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. And you said to us in John 9, verse 4, I must work the work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man shall work. God, we see in the closing time of Earth history that we are occupied in the wrong direction of our minds. We are looking to all of what we have accomplished. But Lord, we have not accomplished nothing. All that we do is nothing in thy sight unless it is seasoned with the grace of Christ. If it's done for self-pleasing, Lord, help us, O God. Allow you to give us of your spirit so that you can work in us for your good pleasure. Be merciful on those out there, O God. We truly have a desire to come to you, Lord. Something is holding them back, Lord, within our families, our friends, our relatives, our co-workers. You are glorious. I pray, O Lord, that you help them, Lord. You said in your words clearly, no man cometh unto me unless my Father draw him. Father, you are not forcing anyone to accept you. You show us the way, and then it is us to make a choice. Father, be to your people, God. And I pray that pride and self-ambition and self-worth obliterated out of our hearts, so that the humility and meekness of Christ will come in. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Lead Brother Yudi and his family. Prepare to present a message tomorrow to the Virgin in Brooklyn. But I pray for everyone on the line. Cover us on your blood. With our family members, those who are sick among us, Lord, I pray for healing and restoration. But I pray, Lord, that we take it one day at a time with Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Watch over our family, feel our granting. Jesus will be paid thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for those words of encouragement and just those scriptures. I pray that everyone was able to write them down and go back and search them. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it said, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And also Ephesians 2, verse 4 through 6, it tells us that, But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loves us. Amen. Jesus loves us very much. So be blessed, brothers and sisters. I pray that you have a happy Sabbath, and may we be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us keep each other in prayer. God bless you, and Jesus loves you. Thank you.